Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today on This Needs to Be Said. I have a new friend to introduce to you, and I want you to go ahead and get pen and paper out because every time we have a guest, there's something that you can take away from the conversation. If you've been concerned with eliminating debt, if you're a homeowner and you're trying to figure out, you know, how can you get yourself out of a jam? Sometimes you can figure it out on your own, but I think many of us know when we get into a deep enough hole, we need some help. So today we have a new friend joining us, and his name is Attorney Laputka. And I did practice his name before I went on air, so you guys know how I am about getting people's names right. Welcome to This Needs to Be Said, Attorney Laputka.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure meeting you, and I look forward to speaking to you today.
So as a bankruptcy attorney, you focused on helping people eliminate debt. And bankruptcy is a way to financially reset ourselves, reposition ourselves financially to get a fresh start. But as I was looking over your information, I noticed that your focus has been, let's get rid of debt. Let's be free of debt. So I want to know two things in one. What made you become a bankruptcy attorney, and what drove you to this particular area more so than anything else? Because, yes, it's a financial reset, but you're saying, hey, you know, stay out of debt. This is what you do. There's a way to do it.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you very much for that question. So we'll start with the fact about being a bankruptcy attorney. Well, I am a bankruptcy attorney in the state of Pennsylvania, and I file a lot of bankruptcies every single month to help folks get out of debt. We generally focus holistically on the situation. So while a bankruptcy is often a great arrow in my quiver to help people eliminate their debt, there are several other ways as well. So, you know, we're not just bankruptcy focused, we're financially mm-hmm. focused to help people eliminate debt. And let me speak to, you know, how I got here, since that was okay. your other question. So, you know, I started in high school. It's funny that I started in high school selling credit cards over the telephone, you know, things that people would never think of in the year 2021. I used to cold call people back in the 90s and ask them for their name and social security number and birth date and pre-qualify them to send them credit cards in the mail, back when people were more trusting and freely gave their information.
Of course.
So, yeah, that's how I sort of got in this industry. And then I left that position, and then I got a job at a bank where I was doing the telephone side of repossessions of vehicles. So, mm-hmm. you know, I would try and collect some money from people if they were behind on their payments. And then I was, of course, the person that they called when they came out to the parking lot after work or after the grocery store and their car was gone. And
oh,
as
wow.
a young man, I really started to identify with that, and I got a feeling for that pain. So I did that mm-hmm. In college, and then I decided to go to law school after college. And during law school, I had an opportunity to work for a bankruptcy attorney. So mm-hmm. once I started working for a bankruptcy attorney and really saw the other side of it, I saw that my passion was in helping people either keep their home or their car from foreclosure or eliminate their debt, because I didn't really see the benefit to myself personally or to the people when the bank was trying to harm them and take their property away. So mm-hmm. I had that opportunity to work for a bankruptcy firm while I was in law school, and it's really where I got to understand that a lot of people just have misinformation about debt and their credit, and if they could just get some help, we could really mm-hmm. change their lives.
Wow. We're doing a radio discussion, but my face, my mouth is open, and I'm like, wow, because I love people who do what they're supposed to do. Not because I told you so, but what you were made to do on this earth. And it just sounds like it's just like breathing to you. And I think that you are right. You probably have the proof. I'm sure you have the proof that you're right. But just from me in meeting you today, I get a compassionate feeling from you, and you're saying, hey, I recognize this is where you are, and we don't understand. We, the consumers, don't understand. We stand around a water cooler, and that may tell how old I am because people may not do that anymore. But we stand around and we talk about what we think we know, and we are our own attorneys and doctors and financial advisors.
Of course.
And we do the best we can with that, and we don't have to do the best we can. We can talk with someone like yourself. So today we're going to focus. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, one of the interesting things is, you know, credit and finance and basically, you know, what they call adulting now is the new
term.
Oh,
yes. That is the term.
They really don't teach you those things in high school, right?
No, I
never heard of anybody that had a high school class about credit cards or car loans or mortgages. You know, and those are the things that people learn around the water cooler from their friends. And you may or may not be getting the right information. But like you said, we all do the best we can. So there's never any judgment here. It's more about, you know, education and getting you back on track. It's not a judgment situation.
Absolutely. And that's what I have enjoyed about having attorneys on the show, period, for any topic. Because what I was afraid of, and I was like, because I was like, there's an elephant in the room because there's a tension. If I have to go to an attorney, that's bad. You know, I haven't had many life experiences where me and an attorney was a good thing. One time, purchasing a house. But other than that, you know, you're at court for something you did wrong, you know. So now we're coming to someone like yourself saying, hey, I'm going to admit I did something wrong, you know, go ahead and lay it on me, because we're used to life beating us up and dealing with us harshly and not understanding what, how could I avoid this? You know, I did the best I can, right? But that doesn't always work. So you need someone to help educate you. So we're wanting to focus on homeowners today. And this can apply to anyone. This information can apply to anyone. You would need to talk with Attorney Laputka on your own to talk about your personal situation. So I don't want everyone to think that this generic conversation is one size fits all, because it's not. It is general, but we are focusing on homeowners today. There will be something for you to take away from it, better understanding, feeling more at peace, and not feeling like life is really out to get you. And attorneys aren't out to get you either. So with us focusing on homeowners today, what would you like for our homeowners to think about in terms of?
I think the big thing right now is there is a large percentage of our population whom are homeowners that are in default as a result of a lack of income. Maybe they lost their job. Maybe they got sick. And a lot of folks, you know, probably close to more than ever, other than going back to the Great Depression, people are defaulting on their mortgage. And a lot of folks have no idea what the remedies are. So, you know, if you haven't paid your mortgage in 6 months, you can call the bank and ask them what they can do to help you. And, of course, the only downfall there is the bank is going to tell you what they want you to do. They're not going to explain your rights under the law or the alternate remedies that you have, or they're not going to let you know that you have some leverage as a homeowner, especially in the state of Pennsylvania. And you know, what you said before about not every situation being the same is 100% true. You know, for example, I often get phone calls to our office from potential new clients, and they just want to know, you know, can you help me and how much is it going to cost? And usually how much is it going to cost is, you know, they're price shopping and looking around. And any lawyer who will tell you, oh, yeah, I can do it and it's going to cost $2,000, without sitting down with you and understanding your situation is doing you a disservice, because they're either going to charge you more money later or maybe they don't know what they're doing. And I'm not saying that my fees necessarily would be more or less than $2,000. What I'm saying is you really need to sit down and hear a person out, understand exactly where their situation – it is not one size fits all. You know, even when it comes to just bankruptcy itself, it's not one size fits all. But when it comes to being behind on your mortgage and the best way that you can get caught up and keep your house, it is absolutely not a one single pill prescription or a one size fits all situation. So we sit down, we go over your options, and you need to know the other side. The bank will give you one option, but you probably have four or five different options depending upon how long it's been since you made the payments and how far along in the foreclosure process you are.
I did not know that this was going to line up so well. I'm so grateful to meet you today. So I like people having choices about their life. I think that a lot of us live our lives feeling like we have to do what the bank says, or we have to do that one option, not knowing that there are other possibilities. Even if something you feel like is a crazy idea in your head, what if I could do this? Is there a way for this to work? So we're talking about, you know, being behind on a mortgage right now. So the bank told you what they want you to do, and now you need to talk with Attorney LaPutka so he can tell you some other options. Because, of course, when we're talking, we talk about what's going to be in our best interest, and so that's the bank. What would be in your best interest overall? Yes, you want to keep your home, and he can help you with what your recipe for success is going to be. I love people being able to live life on their terms. I'm not saying slack on your bills because you want to, but being able to recover should not just be a sentence of some kind. You shouldn't be punished.
Right, it's not black and white.
Yeah. I love this.
You know, everybody always says, oh, well, you know, the bank's going to work with me. You know, the old adage is, well, the bank doesn't really want your home. They just want their money. And, you know, that's true. But like I said, there are still options. The bank doesn't want to take your house. You know, I've worked for banks before. I know their mentality. They don't want to take your house, but a bank is a business. There's a bottom line. So they've got to get paid. And they're going to get paid on their terms if they can, and they're not going to explain to you what other options you have, like, for example, a Chapter 13 bankruptcy. Now, the bank might say, you know, you might call the bank and say, well, I'm 6 months behind. How can I get caught up? And the bank might say, okay, well, you know, we can work with you, and you can make double payments for the next 6 months. That way, you know, if your payments were $1,000 a month, send us $2,000 for the next six, and then you'll remain current, and you'll slowly get caught up on the back. Well, you know, that might be a good option for people. Some people were out of work. Mm-hmm. Now they're back to work, and they can afford $2,000 a month. And if you come to talk to me and tell me that's an option they gave you, we will explore that. Maybe that's what's best for you. Or maybe it's not. Something like a Chapter 13 bankruptcy can extend that six-month repayment plan that they gave you to 5 years or 60 months. And maybe instead of $2,000 a month, maybe you can't afford $2,000 a month, but maybe you can afford $1,200. Well, if you file bankruptcy, you have the right to pay $1,200 a month instead of $2,000 and still get caught up that way. So that's just one example of many. You know, there's also loan modifications where we can work with the bank to restructure your loan. It all depends on the unique situation. For example, if you've never restructured your loan with the bank before, sometimes we can reduce your payment. So instead of $2,000 a month to get caught up, maybe we can restructure your agreement with the bank and lower your interest rate. And now instead of paying $1,000 plus getting caught up, you're only paying $800, period. You know, maybe we can stretch the loan out a little bit. Or there are lots of options depending upon where you are in the process. And that's what a consultation will get you from my office. I never tell people what to do. So, you know, when you were mentioning before people living life on their own terms, the one thing that you'll get out of a consultation with my office is all of your options with no judgment, and I'm not going to tell you what to do. I actually even hesitate when people ask me, you know, when I lay out four or five different options and people say, well, which one do you think you would do? I try not to tell them, you know, unless there's a really, really glaring choice that's, you know, this is what they have to do. I generally say to people, my job is to let you know what your options are, and you make your own decisions.
And that's empowering. Like you, what you came in with was maybe one option, and the bank said you had to do it this way, and you walk away with more choices. And I like for people to, you know, be brave enough to make that choice. I have five choices, and all of them could work, but we're looking at one that works for you and for them. It doesn't have to be you suffer and they win. You know, it's one of those things I like for people to, you know, celebrate every day of their life. Listen, we got into this jam. We talked to this attorney. He helped us turn it around. But people, be empowered when he gives you that information and there's five choices in front of you. Grab one. Listen, I've enjoyed this, and we're going to come back again in another conversation. But before we go today, let the This Needs to Be Said audience know how to get in touch with you outside of this conversation.
Oh, absolutely. So you can, the best place that you can go to get in touch with me is to my website at www.laputkalaw.com. That's my last name, L-A-P, utkalaw.com, because on that website you'll find out all kinds of great information about myself and my team and the process, as well as how you can contact us. If you're technologically challenged, you can also always give us a call. Our main office number is 610-477-0155, or you can send us an email at clientcare@laputkalaw.com. We also have text messaging service available to our telephone number. So really, there's 100 different ways that you can get in touch with us.
Absolutely. And they are efficient and effective. We'll talk about your books in the next discussion. Until next time, have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You as well.